a nightmare.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. And do not forget, this happens every year at the same time. But I know you lead busy lives. You have a lot on your mind, so you sometimes forget. A reminder, mark this on your calendar or put it on a post-it note and paste it on your radio or your computer. Well, it doesn't matter if you're on computer, does it? But we are changing the international shortwave frequencies as of Tuesday, March 1st. That's this coming Tuesday. And the new frequencies for the first hour from 4 to 5 Central Time will be 12160. Second hour is 12160 first hour. Second hour, 99.85. So mark that down. We'll be making that change Tuesday. And as always, I'm sure I'm going to get the calls. Talking to Jerry Gudetti. And as I said, Jerry, I'm going to post this on the site next to your web banner so people can actually hear the interview. And, of course, we'll cut out all the commercials and everything on it. But I just want to remind folks that, look, we're talking about a world gone crazy, taken over by the corporations, consolidating the production of food. Folks, in a world that since the dawn of time, that we have been people that have planted and harvested, and it worked well. It was a system that worked well. Now mankind comes along and goes, well, we're smarter than nature. We're smarter than even God's creation. We can do it better. But the sinister part of this is about the control. Look, if you've never grown a garden before, and why you haven't, I don't know, because it's one of the most gratifying things you can ever do.
Absolutely.
But set up a food co-op. You don't have to grow everything under the sun. If you get a pack of the 40 variety pack of the 100% non-hybrid seeds from Jerry Gudetti here, that doesn't mean you have to plant all 40 varieties. Start a food co-op. You know, Bill and Jane down the road grows, 5 or 10 species of whatever. And as Jerry says, then you can, if you ever had a garden and you grew too much of something, tomatoes, there's a big one. Everybody always wants to throw tomatoes around. Well, what about corn? What about vegetables, snap peas, whatever the case may be? You don't have to grow everything yourself. You can involve friends and neighbors in on this. You can exchange ideas. It's a wonderful bringing together of people, folks, to put our roots back in the soil as good God intended us to do, to get us back to the more natural thing. Jerry, the thing that fascinates me, what's growing in this country, more and more is more natural foods. Health food stores are popping up all over the country.
Yes.
Without people, I guess, really knowing how bad things are, just intrinsically, they know that natural is better.
Oh, yes.
But they're spending a lot of money doing it.
Yes, they really are. And now the USDA has its own organic standards. And when you read those standards, you realize that some pesticides are permissible there. And there is an awful lot of lack of regulation that occurs in these organic standards now. Are you better off buying organic than you are non-organic? Probably yes, 99% of the time, because there is some regulation and oversight in the industry. However, people will be people. And where they can make a profit and want to save a crop the last minute when it's invaded by some insect or so on, they're going to do what people do, and that is they're going to try to save that crop. The unfortunate thing is often with this organic growing, they are growing still the old mass agriculture way, and that is in big monocrops, the same acres and acres and acres and acres of corn. Generally, organic growers in their backyard don't grow big monocultures of any one particular crop. They intersperse things so that it really messes up the chemical sensitivity of the insects that are homing in on them to plant their eggs or to eat their leaves or so on. And organic gardeners have a whole battery of preventive techniques that they can use, including something so simple that if you have had bad problems with insects before, get some floating row covers. It's a little thin fabric cover. Put it over your plants and protect them from insects. You don't have to do any chemicals. Chemicals at all.
We'll take a short break, come back, and tell the folks about the special that you have. Folks, it's springtime. Spring's eternal. It happens every year. Make a change this spring. Make a change in your life. Make the decision that you're going to get involved for the betterment of your own health and your family's health. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Money-saving packages to help you prepare for self-reliance. Folks, this is easy to do. We've been doing it since the dawn of time. Learn how to feed and protect yourself, your family, and friends in good times and bad. We recommend you keep all your self-reliance supplies and references in a safe and convenient place for ready access and portability. I would add, involve your friends and neighbors. Oh, what a great way to talk with other people and share ideas. Wonderful way to do this. You don't have to do everything yourself, folks. You know, I know we are a nation anymore that we build our houses without front porches. Quit feeling so isolated. People are and can be your friends. Now, Jerry, you have specials on your non-hybrid seed packages. What are they, and how can folks get a hold of you?
Right. First of all, you can call 1-800-255-1912. 1-800-255-1912. And what we've done, John, is we have put together whole collections. We've made them a little bit smaller so that people who don't want to grow 50 or 60 varieties, we've made them a little smaller. They're 40 non-hybrid packs, very generous packs of seed in a package. You can add the seed sowing and saving book, and you can have everything you need to be self-reliant in your food supply for $99, or just the seeds alone, $79. If you are a single person and you can't possibly think about even owning that many seeds, then call that 800 number, and Kristen will arrange for you to get only 20 packages if you have a smaller family. But what we really encourage you to do is, you know, that village concept that you just about touched on, John, and that is you don't have to grow all these yourself. Involve your neighbors. Get involved in community raising of food. And that is the village concept of feeding an entire village. This is the way man, women lived for eons before us, and it worked because someone was a specialist in maybe making meals, and another one raising pigs, and another one in milking goats, and so on. Someone provided the milk, someone provided the pork, someone provided the shoe leather, the wheels, and so on. And the same thing with vegetables. Someone who really has a knack for growing tomatoes might want to do tomatoes while your other neighbor grows peas and so on. And then you have a gathering at harvest time and share your crops with everybody else in your community. This is a great way. Even apartment dwellers are beginning to do this. They're doing it in Chicago. This was in a major newspaper last week. In Chicago, they have these big tall apartment complexes. They have done little container gardens on decks and patios in the backs of these apartments in a courtyard area, and the places bloom with vegetables and flowers, and
life.
People have barbecues
life.
Down there.
Huh? Real life.
Real life, John. Real life. People talking to each other, people getting along with each other, and people having the skills to be able to provide if, when a cataclysm occurs, which these days appears to be just around the corner.
Well, and it's something that we have forgotten how to do. I can remember my grandparents, gosh, they made some of the best stuff. I mean, their gardens,
yes.
They had rose bushes, they had gardens, they had fresh baked goods, we had fresh whole milk from the farm. I mean,
yes.
It was a different life back then. Well, look. The Deluxe Family Food Security and Preservation
yes.
Package. Now, I want to tell folks about this because, well, this gives you a lot more. The ARC Institute's new 40-variety, 100% non-hybrid seed package, regularly $79, but also added into this, making and using dried foods,
mm-hmm.
which is most important. Aside from canning, folks, you can dry a lot of foods.
Absolutely.
Root cellaring, and also a complete guide to home canning. If you didn't know how to do this before, folks, here's your chance. Now, all of this, now this is the Mac Daddy of the preservation packages, and you would think that this would cost you maybe hundreds of dollars. Well, it could literally save your health and well-being. It's going to provide something to you year after year. It's a gift that once you purchase, it keeps giving year after year. I just love that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And this is normally $151. The total package is $140. But as Jerry said, call the 800 number. And they'll set you up with a design a package for you or tailor what your needs are to make sure that you get what you need to start growing immediately. Folks, spring is literally right around the corner. That 800 number again, Jerry?
1-800-255-1912.
It's been a pleasure. We'll have you back real soon.
We look forward to it, John. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Happy spring.
You too. Happy planning.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, folks. I what makes my life joyous is working with people like this. I mean, you think she sounds good? Because she is that good. And we try to select the best of the best out there, folks. Because as I've been pounding into your heads, we need to set the standards anymore. You know, the time for compromising is through. Okay? It's time to set the standard and at least try to adhere to it. I'm not asking for perfection out here, ladies and gentlemen. I am not perfect. You are not perfect. But we got to keep striving to reach a standard. We're letting that standard slide in many, many areas. Remember, my buzzword, I guess, for the year 2005 is what? Integrity. Use that as a headliner and then do your subtitles. Think about how much integrity touches all of our lives. Think about it. Give Jerry Guidetti a call and thank her for sponsoring on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We ask that people support the sponsors. They're trying to help you out, folks. I like win-win-win situations, don't you? Don't spend your money down at the seed store for the non-hybrid seeds. Come on. Let's get real about this. And it can be a wonderful experience for you. Just not planting a seed and throwing some water on it and tilling the garden every once in a while or hoeing it or whatever. No. This is most beneficial. In a world that seems to be going crazy, you can actually bring a feeling of well-being back into your life and to your soul. It's true. I've got online with me a gentleman that has been on the air before. I have not had the pleasure of talking with him. And a subject matter that is near and dear to this talk show host heart, and that's the globalization process that's going on. When they were setting this up and we started to find out about it, we called it what it was, a global governance scheme, a new world order. And, of course, the detractors and those that knew better to demonize us and to minimize our message used to call us conspiracy theorists or right-wing nuts or whatever the case may be. Well, as long as they talked about it in their lofty, high little circles and used their verbiage, it was just fine. When we would talk about what they were talking about, of course, we were just crazy nuts. We were conspiracy theorists. My guest here for the second hour, Richard Masker, his website, conspiratology.com. Richard, you go in and you debunk and you deprogram people. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now,
by the way, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
Good.
I can hear you fine. What started you on this? Why did you see a need? Now, that's an obvious question, but what personally made you want to do this, to go in and deprogram people? People are being lied to through the controlled medias and the special interests and corporate, you know, the corporate message out
there. Sure, sure. First of all, let me say I appreciate very much you having me on the air.
Yes, sir.
My little adventure started back in 1974. I was the superintendent of a large water treatment plant in Pennsylvania. And as a manager in charge of money and material and personnel and public relations and everything else, I couldn't understand why on a local level everything that I saw that needed to be done was completely screwed up on a county level and a state level, and the federal government was a total disaster. And at that time, Henry Kissinger was doing a lot of gabbing and pulling his strings. And I had no idea what was going on. And I met a dentist of mine that gave me a tape to hear, and it was called How to Prepare for the Coming Crash by Robert L. Preston. And that was what I'd been looking for all of my life. Even though I was a college graduate and thought I knew everything, this was a situation that was completely new to me, but I knew it was right because it had that spiritual feeling. Sometimes it has that resonance about it that you know you're on the right track.
It rings true to you.
Absolutely. So this is what started me off, and now I've got about 35 years of research under my belt. And when I discovered that it was international Zionism was behind all of this Federal Reserve and everything else, then my eyes were open, and I began to look in the proper directions.
Well, you know, it's funny. Let me interrupt you and interject. Before the program today, I'd contacted you.
Yes.
And you had a caveat there that you said, now, well, let's stop right here because what I'm about to tell you, you may want to end this conversation right now.
That's right.
I'll remind folks. Now, go to our website, rbnlive.com. Look on the front page. And what we have on the front page, believe this or not, Richard, it's funny we're doing this right now, is Judaism, not Zionism. And we have stayed in pretty close contact with groups such as Nutricardi that are just deploring the state of Israel that is supposed to be the promised people's homeland here, and it is anything but. It is a secular, militaristic state that has as much to do with biblical anything than I don't know what. But no, I'm one of the few talk show hosts. Everybody's afraid of this. Now, if you do a web search on, say, the ADL, the American Defamation League, my name will pop up in a few stories here and there, but very, very old stories. I'm one of the few talk show hosts, Richard, over the years that has been absolutely banging the Zionists. And this is why they leave me alone, because they know that I know the difference. The problem is the rest of this country doesn't know the difference, and many of the preachers standing in the pulpits Wouldn't Know a Pharisees from a Pharmaceutical
That's right.
Prescription. We'll
That's
be right,
right
back.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today. We're back. My guest this hour, Richard Masker, and the website is conspiratology.com. And before the break, I was saying I was one of the few talk show hosts that, and a lot of them will not touch the subject because, A, they're not well-versed enough in it. They don't understand what Zionism is. They don't understand the difference between Zionism and Judaism. They wouldn't know the difference between a conservative Jew believing in the Torah versus Talmudic Jews or anything else. So, you know, I'm glad that you make the distinction. Now, I for one, don't hang my entire hat on that rack and shove all that underneath. There are many other players within this scheme. But, you know, years ago, Richard, you would mention Jewish international banksters, and immediately you were branded as being an anti-Semitic and a wingnut.
Right.
So your studies after 35 years, what has this been telling you?
Well, when we look at Europe right now and we see the enormous amount of propaganda that the Europeans have undergone, just like in this country, and we see the control that Zionist has in money, in media, in the basic construct of government, and how the people are so lied to and deceived on a continual basis, and the degree of control and ignorance of the people shows you that the power that we're dealing here is incredibly immense. But one nice thing about it is this power absolutely is phobic. They are fearful that the masses will find out. You say, well, you don't put, you know, you don't hang your hat rack on one rack. Well, if we were to control, if we got control of our own destiny, our own government, then the commanders of this secret organization, International Judeo-Marxism, would fade away like the morning dew on the grass, because they fear people, they fear the masses, they fear the populace. And it's just like with David Duke over in Europe right now. He's making phenomenal headway with his book, Jewish Supremacism, and his book, My Awakening. And there's a revolution going on right now in Europe. And last night, Duke was on the Bill O'Reilly's Factor TV program, where he got some pretty good access. And Riley was absolutely enraged. I've never seen him go so berserk, because his Jewish masters had their thumb right on here, and this says, make a mockery of David Duke. Because in Europe and in this country, the Jews are really getting scared. You have to remember, this is an international race of psychopathic killers. We are losing so much blood in the sands of the Middle East right now. Innocent white Aryan men and women. Women are dying over there. That's not where the battle is really at. It's right here in our homeland. Because everything in our society is controlled, and the American people are as ignorant as a doorknob. And until we get control of our own people by exposing and standing up and speaking out about who is really controlling all these instruments of war, we're not going to make any headway. Duke is making headway. Another organization, Duke, by the way, his website is davidduke.com. You might want to visit that. Also, another organization is the National Alliance. They have a natvan.com, N-A-T-V-A-N. They're doing wonderful work in getting the word out with banners, billboards, and so forth all over the country.
Richard, when you say this,
yes,
the news medias have done a wonderful job of connecting people. As a matter of fact, I heard a caller in on another talk show host that mentioned this network, and they said, oh, you mean the people that are racist? Now, I want to get into this for a few minutes, because
sure,
immediately, if you talk about, and I don't call them Jews, I will not insult true Jews and their belief, because I've talked to the Nutricartic people in New York. And I've had Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss on this program, and I'm going to have him on again. He said, look, I started out the program, first of all, I said, as far as religious philosophies, we may or may not have a lot in common. I know that you guys don't believe in Jesus Christ, and we do, but that's fine. He said, look, we are not here to be the masters of your race. We are not here to take over your race. We are just happy as all get out just to have refuge in a country, to do our own business, to worship in our own way. We don't want to socially re-engineer your country. We're not in on all of what we see, the manipulation that you alluded to earlier. We're not waiting for that. What we're waiting for is our Messiah. And when our Messiah comes, that's when we will have a state of Israel.
All right. Now, you must be talking about some specific small group of Jews that are trying to disassociate themselves with Zionists.
They're not small. Just for an example, and I don't know if I still have this web connection or not, but a couple of years ago, it's 3 years this month. 3 years ago, 10,000 of them. And with the traditional garb, with the black and the yarmulke and the pigtails and the whole nine yards, 10,000 of them were on the streets of New York, saying that Judaism is not Zionism and we do not support the state of Israel. That's a Zionist state. Do you know how much airtime that got? Do you know how many paragraphs and newspapers and publications that got? Zero.
Well, did you bring up the historical background of the track record of international Jewry?
Hold on one second. We'll talk about that right after this break.
You're You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Coming up this Tuesday, that's March 1st, Truth Seekers, 7 o'clock down at Serrano's at Lincoln Village, and the address on that is 6406 North IH-35. The contact on this is 512-577-5394. Or you can go to... does Radio Free Austin have this posted? Possibly. But Truth Seekers has a website, truthseekers.com. Do they? Do they not? Well, they better have. We've got to talk to Randall about that. At any rate, the speakers are going to be Jeremiah Griffin, our roadway checkpoints on Texas Horizon. And that runs till 7:50. It starts at 7. That runs to 7:50. It'll be a 10-minute break. And then the second speaker... the author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, a book which this network published, by the way, by Carl Schwartz. And I'll be down there to make the introductions for Mr. Schwartz himself. He should have been in here today, but I hope to see him this weekend. At any rate, I will have him on the air Monday. We're talking with Richard Masker. And before the break, Richard, You mentioned something about the internationalist Jew. And I remember a guy by the name of Henry Ford. Some people might have remembered this guy. He was the one that took the Model T, put it on a production line, made it cheap enough that even his own workers could buy the car, revolutionized America. And in the glove compartment, if you can call it that, in his Tin Lizzie,
what he had
was a four-volume set of the International Jew, and this was a compilation of his editorials in the Dearborn Independent, which was printed in Dearborn, Michigan. And I'll tell you what, his buddies, Harvey Firestone, Thomas Edison, all of these guys knew about this problem, this plague. And what they have done, and I want to explain this to people, so when you hear that, it's anti-Semitism, no, what you're hearing, folks, is people that are catching on, the people that have been masquerading as Jews, parading around doing all kinds of skullduggery, destroying nations' economies, polluting the children's minds with pornography and a whole host of other things, how to fracture and literally demoralize and destroy a culture and a nation. These Zionists have been behind a lot of this. True or not, Richard?
Absolutely, but I'd like to answer your first question before we had to leave the air. We were talking about the historiology of this whole conspiracy. And my organization, we do a lot of police consulting. We deprogram cops. So if there's any law enforcement listening out there, you've got my number from this station. Give me a call. When we go before an organization, like we deprogrammed the entire police department in Ogden, Utah, the first thing I asked them was, what is the motive? What is the method of operation? You have to look at this in the same way. What is the historiology of this conspiracy? And in looking at it as a crime against humanity, we don't look at it as a religious crime or a financial crime. Those are all elements of the conspiracy. Finances, religion, social decay, devolution, these are all instruments of war. There's basically two kinds of war in the world. There's conventional warfare and unconventional warfare. We are utilizing two aspects of battle against us. The international Zionists get us into these wars with Iraq, Korea, World War I, World War II by using conventional warfare, but they do it subversively. They use subversive methods. The international Jews cannot be considered as some sect of Hasidic group in some place in Cleveland or downtown Detroit. You've got to look at the entire big picture, because this conspiracy goes back all the way back to Hammurabi, when he sent troops out to guard all four of the main gates to go into Babylon. He sent those guards out there to protect that city from being invaded by subversive Jews, the Hammurabi, the stranger. And the same situation existed with Nebuchadnezzar in later, 400 years later. If you read the book by Douglas Reed, The Controversy of Zion, Douglas Reed makes it very clear. He coined a word called the Great Destructive Idea. And that Great Destructive Idea is the most powerful element that has ever existed among the civilized nations of the world. We think that nuclear weapons are powerful. It's got nothing at all to compare with the Great Destructive Idea that the international Zionist Jews have perfected over the last 3,000 years. That's the message. We are in deep, deep trouble. And I hear so often about this innocent Jew. Well, I've ran articles in the paper advertising for Jews to join our organization and help us to get the word out about the international crimes that Zionism is committing against the world, so I can help the Jews save their own people. And you've got Jews right now that are writing books because they're angry. Israel Shahak, you've got Finkelstein, you've got all these Jews that are trying to help save their own people from massive annihilation. Meir Kahane, Rabbi Kahane, who was a member of the Knesset, came to Florida and gave a big talk. And he says, all right, Jews, it's all over with for us because the goyim, the cattle, are finding out about what we're doing, and they're rising up, and there's going to be a bloodshed that is unbelievable. You better get in your wagons, and you better head for Brasilia. Brasilia is a town, big city down in Brazil that the Jews have built as their economic stronghold and also their place of to hide, to get away from it, because they know it's coming. Not long after that, Kahane was assassinated. But this business about the innocent Jew and the whole thing is just all of a sudden sort of came into existence this last few hundred years, and this whole concept of modern-day neo-anti-Semitism is just propaganda hogwash.
Well, and this is, and I've seen the stories come out of Europe.
Yes.
That they claim in Germany and in France there's in increased anti-Semitism. There are attacks on synagogues and mosques. Well, I got to tell you something. A lot of these synagogues and mosques are attacked by people that they pay themselves to garner more press time and to bolster their story and give the illusion that these Jews are being hunted down and attacked.
That's right.
Look, Richard, I know this for a fact.
Well, sure. I do, too.
That especially, like, say, in the Middle East, we are over there right now turning Muslims against a once Christian nation, meaning this country. We are following the roadmap of destruction, eliminating the Zionist state of Israel's enemies. We are going right down the checklist because nobody here's the deal, Richard. Everybody looks at the Middle East right now and they go, well, okay, well, I guess George was wrong, and it was an intelligence failure going into Iraq because there really weren't any weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
And, well, now Condi Rice has taken over the Secretary of State spot, along with, that's right, Vice President Dick Cheney. They have all been making overtures for the past 60 days, and they're building the stories, and they're building the background to go in and now attack Iran. Now, this is...
And Syria.
And Syria, and probably Lebanon, and who knows where this is going to stop. But on one hand, we have a president, Mr. Bush, saying that we've got to protect our country against terrorists. And what they're literally doing is giving them the reason and an excuse to become these people to attack the United States because they have no other recourse.
Well, first of all, we have to look at the situation and say, who are we? Are we the American innocent goyim? Are we the housewives and the workers on the street and the truck drivers, or are we the political instruments of deception? Who are we when we're talking about this thing? Are we the Zionists? Are we the Jewish interests? Are we those who control the media? And I would ask everyone who's listening in the sound of my voice to go to conspiratology.com or to natvan.com and look up who rules America. And it's absolutely shocking to see that everything in our textbooks at school and colleges and universities, everything in the news and magazines and in the broadcasting and the networks are all owned by Jewish, Zionist, and communist organs. Remember that communism was, is, and always will be the concept of the Jews. So this thing is really big, but I don't want the general public not to get the idea of defeatism. The only thing that separates us from total annihilation is our ability to get the message out to our people and then stand up and stop it. We've got to smash this situation, and like Duke in Europe and others in this country are doing it, they're standing up, and they're making people start to react.
And Richard, you said something that piqued my interest, and you were exactly right, that by exposing this Zionism that's been creeping for hundreds of years by
thousands,
exposing these people for what they are and what their agenda is, this is, in fact, the preservation for the innocent Jew. This will stop. And hear my words out there, ladies and gentlemen. This will stop unnecessary, hateful attacks against innocent Jews. Do you understand that? Can you grasp that concept? What they're doing is keeping the cauldron boiling. They're hiding under the umbrella the minute you expose something that they've been involved with, the minute they screech at the top of their lungs, you're anti-Semitic. No, I am not anti-Jewish. I am an anti-Zionist. End of story.
Well, you're pro-American.
Well, whatever you want to call me. I'm just after the truth here, and I want people to understand.
Are you going to tell me that you're anti-American?
No, I'm not saying I'm anti-American.
Well, the Jews are trying to destroy
America. Any more
America
than I'm anti-Catholic
over.
Because we discover predatory priests within their diocese.
That's right.
Doesn't make me want to go burn down a Roman Catholic church.
No. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
But I want your listening audience to remember the track record that we're talking here, the motive, operandi, of international Jewry. It's nothing new. Remember, we had what was called the diaspora, and then we had the expulsion period of the Jews for 300 years in every single state of Europe. And in those times, the people found out about the Jewish conspiracy against their own communities, their own areas, their own towns, and they didn't even have mass media. They didn't have radios and televisions and internet. They didn't have anything. But they did feel the heel of the destructive power of the Jew in each person's local community, to the point that every community in Europe expelled the Jews, and they kept coming back and coming back. And then every time you touch one of them, they'd start screaming anti-Semitism or persecution. They are the persecutors. We are the receivers of that persecution, right even today, that's what is anti-Semitism, is when they're screaming about being persecuted. Well, they need to talk to a conspiratologist. If you are in your community, get your city council together and have a conference phone meeting. I will talk to them on the phone and deprogram your city council, your police chief, every single one of them, right over the telephone.
And a lot of people don't understand this, Richard, that for many years, going on 15, 20 years now, the American Defamation League, which I call them it is the American Defamation League. It is the Anti-Defamation League. But for 15, almost two decades now, they have been programming our police. And this is the basis. And it didn't start over. You notice something. It didn't start over the blacks in this country. It started, the hate crime laws had its roots in anti-Semitism. These hate crime laws, which, by the way, happy to report here, Massachusetts is getting ready to throw their state hate crime laws right out the window.
That's wonderful.
Why did they say that, Richard? Well, they said, it's a suppression of speech, in speech, in communication. Truth is relayed. If you cut off the channels of truth, nothing gets out.
Let me just relate this to you. When I saw that email on Massachusetts coming out over the internet, I made a copy of that email. Talked about what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
These were politicians.
Right.
Politicians today in this country are total sellouts. They're enemies. They're race traitors, and they're political traitors to the country. Because look what just recently Congress unanimously voted, along with Santos, all these Jews, to increase the hate crimes laws. But when I got that email, one of the things that I did is I made a copy of that. Now, I have a list of the fax numbers for all the directors in our government locally, the county commissioners, the city hall, the mayor, all the police departments, all the police chiefs, the sheriffs. And I emailed a copy of that, faxed it to every single office in the law enforcement, even the state patrol, the sheriff's department, everybody else. These are the kind of things that you can do in your community to get the word out. And I can't overemphasize the fact that you better get off your butts, folks, because your country and your destiny and your children's future are going right down the tubes. White people in this country are going to be an extinct species in the not-too-distant future, and we're not going to get anything done. Now, if the Jews are so innocent as you seem to imply, why aren't they answering?
No, hold on here.
Okay.
No, I'm making the distinction.
Yes.
I am talking about Judaism or people that subscribe to the Jewish religion.
Okay.
That are not out to destroy culture. Look, let's face it.
But how can you tell the difference?
Hold on, Richard, please, let me speak.
Sure.
How can we have the Lord thy God go, you know what? I'm going to make you people speak a bunch of different languages so you can't talk with each other. I am going to disband you to every corner of this planet. And here's my judgment. Here's my wrath. Until I send my son, you guys don't have a ghost chance of ever having your own country. They were called the chosen people. Well, they've been very, very bad throughout history. That's been well documented. But to, and Richard, this is the point that I want to make here.
Uh-huh.
Not every Jew on the face of this planet is involved in a conspiracy to destroy the world.
I understand that.
Okay. When that, now you said something and you made it sound like you were implying something. No, I'm making a direct statement. I understand the difference between Judaism and Zionism. And I understand that good Jews being disbanded around the planet, a lot of these people said, look, we believe in the Torah, we believe in our gospel, and we are going to wait and maintain until the Messiah comes for us, and then we get to have our own state. These are the people that are not socially re-engineering and destroying a nation. The false Jew or the Zionist is. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We've got a couple of phone calls. We'll take those and then finish up this Friday's edition of the National Intel Report.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We've got 3 calls. Let's run through these quickly. John in Ohio. Hello, John.
Hello, John. I don't believe you're anti-Semitic. I'd like to remind people of a book called Zionism in the Age of the Dictator by a scholar, Lenny Brenner. Lenny Brenner, who's an academic himself, who got the declassified State Department and Army documents that showed that during the Second World War, the international Zionist movement, far from being protective of the ordinary majority of Jews that were suffering under Hitler, actually collaborated secretly with Hitler to actually exterminate 3 million the Jews, Hungarian Jews, that tell them they were going to bucolic work camps in exchange for some of the a couple hundred rich elitist Zionist Jews being allowed to escape to Palestine. And I think that, you know, people have got to get a clear distinction here. And I don't think your guest is making that distinction. I think he is a racist and an anti-Semite. And I would say that if you want to find some other information, WSWS.org, and you look at some of the documents that came out of Israel itself, like the book Perfidy, which was written by a Zionist himself, Ben Hecht, the famous playwright, which show that exactly that happened, that the international Zionist movement inside and outside Germany collaborated with Hitler against the resistance. They actually acted as a spy organization against the anti-Nazi resistance, which was led by the Marxist and the communist and the left and the socialist. So I think that really we got to realize that this phenomenon of Zionist hegemony over the ideology of many misguided Jews is a recent development. After the Holocaust, the United States prohibited any of those survivors from coming into the United States precisely because they wanted them to go to this Palestine under a right-wing Zionist government, which would be aligned with the military-industrial complex in the United States and then infuse huge amounts of propaganda money, billions of dollars into the Israeli state, AIPAC and Jinsa and the rest of it, to brainwash some ordinary Jews that somehow their interests were identical with that of Israel, when in fact they're the mortal enemy, not only of the overwhelming majority of Jews, but non-Jews.
I've read that information also, John. Thanks for your point. Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry.
Yes. Well, I've got another question besides this one, but why are they against the Jews in Israel? The Zionist Jews? I mean, are they going to want to eventually wipe them out or what?
No. Not at all. That's the point I'm trying to get across. They're all working in conjunction with each other. They have an international plan. It's called the New World Order. There's just certain factions of it that have differences of opinion. But they're working together in collusion very, very well. The money... Everything you see, track the money. The money is always, who are the 10 major bank holders of the Federal Reserve? They're all Jewish banks. Who controls the media? Virtually all of the media in this country is controlled by Jews. They all work together. This is why you, as an individual, are not supposed to be identifying with any other your own kind. You're not supposed to know what they're doing. You don't know what their mode of operandi is. You're not supposed to know anything except how to make money. Because when you make money, they make money, and you are owned by their established system.
The second part of your question there, Larry? Okay. Larry?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, the second part? We're running out of time here.
Okay, other question. How does all this line up with the Bible? Because I'm having a real hard time adjusting to all of this. This is all new to me.
That's right.
And you know what? We're flat out of time. I wish we could get your response to that. But, Richard, we're flat out of time. We will talk again. I just want to urge people that through understanding of true history will, one, bring relief.
That's
I don't care what race you are on the face of this planet. Richard Masker, Conspiratology.com. Thank you. We'll see you Monday, folks.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.